better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, and Scott Smith right beside him, very close. And here we are tonight on this Friday night get-together. And our number toll-free is 800-313-9443. Let us go to Keith in Rhode Island. Hello, Keith.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Yes.
Hi,
yes.
Keith.
Hi there. I'm just wondering when these Jewish-owned newspapers in Europe are going to run editorial cartoons making fun of Anne Frank. I mean, that would be an example of free speech, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what Christopher Bolin was asking, theoretically, and, of course, that is met with silence, that proposition.
I just find it more than coincidental. A lot of these editors, these papers, have last names such as Levy and Strauss and mm-hmm. Silverman. I mean, is that just a coincidence?
It's an accident.
Of course. It's always an accident. It's always
just like 9/11.
Right.
It's
right.
An accident that Israelis were there jumping for joy.
Yeah, right.
They just happened to be there.
And it's interesting that the World Trade Center had so many Jewish employees, and yet none of them were killed that day, including Larry Silverstein. But, hey, just another coincidence.
All right. Yes.
I find it ironic, though, that Europe spent hundreds of years fighting these massive battles against the Muslim armies to keep the Muslims out of Europe.
Uh-huh.
And yet, over the past, 50 years, Europe has been swamped with millions of Muslims without a single shot having been fired. I just find that kind of ironic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it has something to do with the religion of this world, which is cheap labor,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, all those European companies, they didn't want to pay the French or the German employees a decent living wage, so they brought in all these Muslims from North Africa and Turkey, and now look what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, Keith, it's the communistic method of demoralization.
I think it's capitalistic, sir. Capitalism, not communism.
Well, yeah, you can call it whatever you want, but the bottom line, it is what it is. And these people are just fermenting this multicultural diversity to demoralize us, destabilize us into submission and into slavery, and they're using this to obtain their ends.
But by doing that, you're right, but what they don't seem to realize is the people responsible for turning the white race into a minority in our own country, they're going to wind up, the people responsible for this are going to wind up destroying themselves as well, because these Muslims are outbreeding everybody else by a factor of 10 to 1.
You know, they don't even think that far. They are just, I believe, it's not even a mental process, a thought process. I believe it's a greed process where they don't see the end of the road until it's too late.
Well, it's like a tick or a tapeworm that keeps feeding off the host until the host dies.
Right,
That, by doing that, the parasite dies also.
Well, that's the idea.
Right.
And I think they're so evil, these people are so satanic, most of them, in this inner elite, global elite, that they are willing to do that because the old order must be destroyed. The old order is Christ. The old order is the Bible. The old order is the world as we knew it from Adam. And they want to destroy that. So remember, as Karl Marx spoke of the new man, we have a new communist, new capitalist man, a universal man who will arise from the heaps and the ashes of the destruction of the old. That is their goal. It's Satan, my friend.
Right.
It is Satan.
The funny thing is that Karl Marx, they don't. He was actually what we would call anti-Semitic, and he was also virulently racist.
Oh, yes.
He believed that blacks were inferior and that Jews were a curse on society, even though he himself was biologically Jewish. I think he was raised as a Lutheran or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's you're right. It's I think Marxism is a form of Judaism. Yet it's funny that Marx himself couldn't stand the Jews.
Yeah,
you know,
one of those paradoxes.
So all these radicals, they're doing this all in his name. Yet he himself would not have approved. I don't.
Yeah.
Think.
No. And you're right. Thank you very much, Keith, for bringing those points up. Mike and Joe and Barney and Steve, you'll be next with Rick and Scott Smith. We'll return.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Reserve isn't federal at all. It isn't even close to being constitutional. It's fraudulent, leash of this country up against the wall. Oh, the Federal Reserve isn't federal.
Well, thank you, thank you. Scott Smith, that is for your hero, the man who's just left his post after 500 years, Alan Greenspan.
Yeah. I was watching the Daily Show with Jon Stewart,
mm-hmm.
and he had a picture of Greenspan up there. It had to make me laugh. He called they had a picture of his face, and Jon Stewart goes, what's his rating on his face and Jewiness per square inch?
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty far out. And Alan Greenspan got a 59. I don't know what the scale was, but then they showed another picture of a Jewish rabbi with one of those boxes on his head.
Uh-huh.
And he was a 63. So yep. I guess Alan Greenspan's Jewiness per square inch in his face was pretty heavy.
We'll have to ask Andrea.
But no, that was on TV last night.
We'll ask Andrea, though. Andrea Mitchell, she knows him better than
me. Oh, sure.
Whenever you see him smile, you really have to start getting nervous. And Greenspan's been smiling a lot lately.
Well, you know, Rick, you're talking about the Federal Reserve. Now, one guy in history about 500-600 years ago said this: their breath stinks for the gold and silver of the heathen.
Sounds like something Martin Luther would say.
You got it.
Oh, my.
You got it. Their breath stinks for the gold and silver of the heathen, and that was the purpose of the Federal Reserve, was to take us off the gold standard, and they did it.
Look, Rothschild was very nice about it. He said, give me your gold and I'll give you some paper.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. Let's take more calls. 800-313-9443. There's a line open right now for you. Let's say hello to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
I think Amschel Rothschild, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, also said, I care not who rules the country if I can issue its currency or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. He said, I don't care who makes the laws.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I control the money, who cares what the
politicians do? Who cares who's in the office? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why Ted Kennedy can blow steam and Sarbanes and all these other characters in the Democratic Party. It's all a joke. Take that dirty diaper again, Scott. Just change the Velcro.
That, okay. What you were talking about last hour with the shooting of children that get too close to the wall that we probably paid for.
We are paying for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of one on our own border.
Mm-hmm. Really?
They apparently also got some grant money and X-ray machines to do it, and took their own children, or I should say some Jewish children. I think there's different levels from what I've read, certain types of Jews from, like, old Russia or different European Jews are considered lesser of a ethnic group, so they have to settle the unstable, you know, outer lying areas. And so they took a whole bunch of their own Jewish children or Israeli children, I guess, and under the guise of treating them for, like, impetigo or psoriasis or something, they exposed them to hundreds and hundreds of times the safe levels of radiation as some kind of a macabre experiment. Mm-hmm. This was their own, you know, Israeli children that they did this to, and of course we helped pay for it. I should say we, I mean the government.
It's not even the people there, the Israeli people. It's their government. Mm-hmm. And the government, which is the most harmful, is a democratic government. You see, they like to say it's the monarchs and it's the dictatorships that cause war. But let me tell you something. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was a Democrat, and we were a democracy since Wilson's time. And we went to war, even though we were not attacked, literally, in World War I and World War II. We know what Roosevelt did to create the attack. So, see, democracies are really the most dangerous form of government. And that's why they lead to war and destruction.
Well, the Bolshevik Revolution involved a large contingency of Jewish people, fomented that in the Russian Jews to get rid of the czars.
Right.
About 70%, right.
Yep.
So, I mean, and that was supposed to be, you know, the people, you know, that were brought into power.
Well, it was the people who say, crucify him, too. Remember the mob. We don't want that. Democracy? No way.
No.
All right, Mike, you got anything else to say? We have to move along.
Well, just, you know, the old cliche, it's a bunch of wolves voting for what, you know, and one and a few sheep voting to what for have for dinner, you know. And, of course, the sheep always lose, whereas in a republic, the rights are granted, individual rights are not granted by the government, unlike the UN, which says that the rights can be modified and come from government. So
well that's civil rights. Civil rights are government rights, and civil rights are implemented to take away God-given rights
and natural rights.
People just don't get it.
Nope. A lot of people don't.
Nope. And
thank you for the call, Mike.
See you.
Bye-bye. Speaking of that immigration we've been talking about tonight, Scott, and the consequences, there's a new book, The Fall of the Roman Empire, A New History of Rome and the Barbarians, and basically how immigration, uncontrolled, unchecked immigration, destroyed the Roman Empire, which had already destroyed the Republic. Fascinating.
Right. Like, and democracy is, to me, gang rape is a democracy, right? You get four or five guys together. Yeah, let's
take a vote.
Right.
You got it.
She's the one.
That's right.
Terrible.
I know. By the way, well, I'll talk about it later. I don't want to interfere with the callers right now, but let's take Joe in Rhode Island. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Brother Joe.
I see you guys are out there just winning friends and influencing people.
We're doing our best, Joe.
Can I join in the fun?
Sure.
Sure you can.
Of course.
Okay. I'd like to go to Luke chapter 4 and along about verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah. Widows is, you know, we kind of referred to us Christians as widows. Our husband's been away for 2,000 years. But with that in mind,
mm-hmm.
I tell you of a truth, many widows were Christians. We're in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
When great famine was throughout the land. You know, in Amos chapter 8, the Father tells us that in the end times, the famine will not be for bread, but of hearing the word of God.
Right.
Amos chapter 8, verse 11, for those that want to look. And, you know, I walk through the state of Rhode Island, and I see many churches all being refurbished and scaffoldings, fixing up churches and new churches being built. And inside, very little teaching is being mm-hmm. brought forth.
Well, Joe, didn't Jesus say that to the Jews that you clean the outside of the cup, but inside you fill it full of filth and you know, dirtiness?
Yeah, that's right, Scott.
Right. And
He knew how to divide it. He said, I come not to bring peace, but a fire. Mm-hmm. And how happy I'll be if I find that fire kindled mm-hmm. when I return.
Well, I'm on fire, Joe.
That's it. Hey, let's light the fire.
I'm on fire, brother, you know, and it's always been that way, and I thank God that that's the way it is. And there's nobody who can put the fire out. If God is for me, who can stand against me?
Amen.
If he's the fire and we're part of the fire, that fire is nice and soothing.
The fire of the Holy Spirit that is going to purify God's elect and burn those who are not.
That's it.
Well, you heard last night, Joe, probably, Lindsey Williams, our guest, and when he referred to, I believe it was Luke 21?
Yes.
And he was referring to men's hearts failing them?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very interesting verse of Scripture there, and I thought he brought it home very well and tied it in. You know, as a result, he got a lot of calls, he told me today, from this program, and a lot of people telling him how much they appreciated the spiritual emphasis in his appearance last night. And I did,
sure,
too.
Rick. People are starving for truth, Rick.
Yes.
Starving out there. Because the churches are not feeding them. They're not being fed.
Right.
Well, they get a good feeding on this program, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you know, Joe, one of the things that really bothers me...
I think you better hang on, both of you, because we got a break coming up. And if I see my clock correctly, it's time for a break, is it? Or we have another minute? Okay, we got another minute. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, what really bothers me is that people who believe, they think that that's enough. Just to believe is enough. And it's not. And all you have to do is look in the Bible and read God's word. And like if you go to the book of James, it says, what good is it, brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, can that faith save him?
Mm.
If a brother or sister has nothing to wear or no food for the day and you say go in peace, but you don't satisfy him, you know, it's no good. You have faith. If you have faith and I have works, demonstrate your faith to me without works.
Right.
And I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works.
Amen.
And that's for all those people out there. And in Revelation chapter 21, when the book of life is open, we're going to be judged on our deeds, not on our faith.
Mm-hmm.
So people better get off their derrieres.
Amen. Amen, Joe. Thank you, brother, for the call.
God bless you, Joe.
We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams and Scott Smith. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
I can say it. That's a little tap of the wrist, a salute to Joe, our last caller. I know he's giggling now, having a good giggle. All right, let us go to our phones next, and let me see. I think we've got Barney next. Is that right, Barney from Maryland?
Right.
Hi, Barney.
How you doing?
Okay,
well,
good.
A question. How
yes.
can the Zionists lose? They use our foreign aid money to lobby and buy our government officials.
Yes.
Right.
The board officials vote to increase the aid to Israel so that they can buy more American officials.
Right.
And well, at least they put us to work.
Right.
Great employment.
And the media is controlled by the Zionists, and they can make or break anybody, that any candidate for office.
Mm-hmm.
So they got us coming and going.
They certainly do.
They own both horses in the race, huh?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right about that, Barney.
Huh?
I said you are correct. Your assessment is absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
We're paying for our own demise. Is that what you're telling me, Barney?
Paying for our own destruction.
Yep. I believe it. I know it to be true. It says audit right here. Audit says Israel funded settlements, these illegal settlements in the West Bank.
Mm-hmm.
They're all being funded by the Israeli government quietly.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Abramoff had a lot to do with funding these things and ripping off the Indians and peddling his influence around and, you know, buying and sending the money over to Israel so that they can take the Palestinian lands and cut down their trees and shoot their children and just really create a Palestinian genocide.
And thanks to people like Ralph Reed and Pat Robertson and others, yeah. Those are the good Christians who are carrying the torch.
The Arabs are fighting, actually fighting the New World Order people.
You're right.
And we're killing the Arabs. Figure it out.
Well, they've got us killing each other. Basically, the sons of Abraham fighting the sons of Abraham. And these sons of Cain are really having a heck of a laugh. I mean, they're enjoying the show. And
right.
that's what it comes down to. We are seeing it, prophecy, unfolding before our very eye. We did it to ourselves in the Civil War. We did it with the English, you know, but look at the Civil War. Brother fighting brother. That was pure communism, pure Marxism, pure Talmudism right there, Scott.
And they were running to the bank the whole time.
Absolutely.
Have you ever read the Confessions of an Economic Hitman?
Yes, yes. We've talked about it, too.
How about the Global Trap? You ever read that?
That one I haven't read, no.
It's Hans Martin and Schumann, I think. It's an international bestseller. It goes fits right along with the Confession of an International Hitman.
The Confessions of an Economic Hitman, Bonnie, is exactly what Chavez is thwarting the activities that the guy highlighted in Confessions of an Economic Hitman, where the IMF and the World Bank goes in, gives them loan for infrastructure and what have you, and then ends up owning the resources of the country. That's what Chavez, who's equated to Hitler by Rummy, is helping his South American neighbors to come out from under the domination of these bloodthirsty people and those whose breath stinks for gold and silver. And because Chavez is getting Argentina out from under the IMF and taking care of Bolivia and helping the other countries down and on that continent, he's being, you know, he's not the one over there in Iraq using depleted uranium to you know, white phosphorus and all this other stuff to go around taking over the world. You know, I just see it as so hypocritical to go after a guy like Chavez when we have a guy like Bush and Sharon and all the cronies behind them doing what they're doing, that, you know, it's just ridiculous. And then they go after this guy, Mahmoud, what's his name? The guy, the new president from Iran.
Mujahideen, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Ahmadinejad or something, I don't know.
They just call him a little Hitler, they call him. That's what the Journal Bulletin calls him, little Hitler.
Yep, the Providence Journal, another.
In a global trap, what they did, the elite got together and they brought in, I don't know, it was 100 or 500 top brains from around the country.
Yep.
And they formed what's known as the 2080 Club. And Gorbachev in the Casino is head of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided that they only needed 20% of the world's population, and the other 80% are just useless eaters.
Right.
So if you get a chance, it's well worth reading.
Yeah, thank you for that suggestion, Barney. Good talking to you.
Thanks,
all
Barney.
Right. Hey, we'll be back, Scott, with Steve and Bob and Doug and Mike. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio, Free America, Friday Night Edition.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Do you really expect us to believe such a story?
Why, certainly we do. All right, Scott and Rick here on this Friday night, and we are taking, Scott, a number of calls, as you can see. So why don't we just continue and go right back to the phones? Here we go. Steve in Ohio, you are next on the program.
Good evening, Rick.
Yes.
Hi, Steve.
Good evening, Scott. If you'd like to continue in English, press 1. If you'd like to continue in Spanish, press 2.
How about a beep beep? Is that okay?
All right. Scott, I always enjoy you on Friday nights. I'm always tickled to have you two get on there because you sure cover a lot of ground.
Thank you.
In the past shows, you've mentioned the Jewish Encyclopedia and referenced Nation that mentioned that they have some unsavory things to say about Mary as well as Jesus.
Right, son of a whore.
Yeah.
They call Mary a whore and a hairdresser and all kinds of bad things. Yep.
Right. I found the Jewish Encyclopedia at jewishencyclopedia.com. They have all 12 editions of it, volumes of it, from 1902 to 1905. And I've been digging in there. Do you know off the top of your head, Scott, which subject matter you found that particular? I found it calling her an adulteress and calling him illegitimate, but I haven't heard read anything quite as harsh, especially the burning excrement thing. I didn't know if that was...
I'll have to find that, but I do have that information. A good place to get that, we talked about it last week, was the Talmud Unmasked.
Online, as a matter of fact, you can get it.
Yeah, you can go online and just ask, you know, just type in the Talmud Unmasked, and it's I believe one of the callers last week, right at the end of the program, was talking about the Catholic priest who went in and did all the research on that.
Uh-huh.
And you'll find that stuff that you're asking about right there in the Talmud Unmasked. I don't happen to have it in front of me right here.
Already, I just have.
We're talking about what these international bankster gangsters are doing to us. And here's a quote, again, 500 years ago,
right,
by Martin Luther. He said, "They live among us in our homes under our protection, use land and highways, markets and streets. Princes and government sit by, snore, and have their stomachs opened. They let the Jews take from their purse and chest, steal and rob whatever they will. That is, they permit themselves and their subjects to be abused and sucked dry and reduced to beggars with their own money through the usury of the Jews. For the Jews as foreigners certainly should have nothing from us, and what they have certainly must be ours. They do not work, do not earn anything from us, neither do we donate or give it to them, yet they have our money and goods and our lords in our land, where they are supposed to be in exile." Now, that's Martin Luther.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. I mean, and this guy wrote this stuff in the 1500s.
Mm-hmm.
And the beat goes on, and it's just reaching its final culmination, from what I can see.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ongoing story. What I just like to have is when I have make mention of things like you mentioned there about the extra money, I like to be able to have the source and the reference.
Absolutely.
I can point them to it. I attend a United Methodist church here in my area.
Well, we won't hold that against you.
And it's a farmer type of a shirt. Nobody wears a tie there. That's uncomfortable. But we're keeping the Roman church's Sunday instead of the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And they observe all the pagan holidays like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Easter to worship Esdras, and the other was an Ishtar. But I can show them information where the Catholic Church set the date for Easter, so it'd fall on the same Sunday every year.
Mm-hmm. No,
that's the first Sunday following the first full moon after the spring equinox. The Department of the Navy sets that for me. And I show them these things, and this young minister is from Kenya. Well, that might be, but, you know, we still have our sunrise service, and I mentioned that the Jewish temple didn't have but one entrance, and that was on the east side, so when the priests faced the altar, their backs were to the sun, so they wouldn't be mistaken for Baal worshippers.
Yeah.
And, I know what I'm worshiping and how I'm doing it, so as long as I know what I'm doing, that's okay, but...
Right, you know what, I just stay close to the Word,
yeah.
And the Word is the Lord. He is the Word made flesh,
right.
And he's left us his commands, and we are to follow his commands or suffer the consequences. And, you know, as long as in your heart and in your mind you follow his commands and bring the truth to your brothers and sisters, it really doesn't matter, as far as I'm concerned, where you're doing that,
right.
You know, because it's not what goes into a man that causes sin, it's
right.
What comes forth.
Right. Well, I often think we're probably better off just staying home in our own prayer closet rather than go out and hear the Word says what.
I think sometimes that is true.
What does righteousness have to do with unrighteousness?
Well, doesn't it say in the Bible that I will send you my Spirit and you will have no need for anyone to teach you?
Yeah.
It says that in the Word.
You two have taught me a lot just listening to you on the Fridays and Rick during the week also. One quick story related.
Right.
This
sure.
Minister called me here a couple nights ago. I've been ill for several months now, and he called up, wanted to know if I had been in bed. And I said, no, we were just watching American Idol. So that was on last night. I missed it.
I said, no, it's on again tonight. He says, oh, really? He says, can I call you back tomorrow night?
Yeah.
So he left. He never called me back either.
What a commentary, huh, Steve?
Yes, yes.
Sir. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate your accolades for both of us.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
All right. One thing I have to do is for those who are looking to write to us, you can write in care of Rick Adams, Post Office Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue. Two words, Mineral Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island, 02904. Again, that's Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island, 02904. And appreciate those of you, including some people who are behind prison bars, writing to us. You're in our thoughts, and our prayers are with you to the best of our ability. We get a lot of mail, you know, from time to time, Scott, so it's kind of difficult to personalize it and to respond to everyone. But we appreciate all of you. Thank you very much.
What I'd like to say is that any support that anybody can provide Rick Adams, it's a definite need. In I know you well, sir, and you dedicate your life to bringing the truth out. Mm-hmm. And in the book it says, "You shall not muzzle the ox who treads out the grain." So anybody who wants to send Rick Adams a couple of bucks here or there to that address, I know you need it. I know that your car is in need of some repairs. And,
well, it's already been taken care of.
Oh, good. That
Amen.
That makes me happy, Brother Rick.
But, you know, it's just keeping up. We have the expense of the phone service, the ISDN line, and all of that. And I don't go asking for money. If people
don't
appreciate it.
And that's why I'm doing it for you, because I know you're too humble to do it.
No,
and,
I understand.
And also for RBN.
That's the important thing.
That's right. Also for RBN and the work that John Stattmiller does, you know, in the book it also says, faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. And a good way to supplement your faith with works is to, you know, send a contribution to the radio station that's getting the truth out. I'm sure that our Lord Jesus would be acknowledging that kind of contribution to.
And some people do that as a tithe, right, Scott?
Well,
and offerings.
And I'm doing it now every month with the PayPal system, and I just look at my every week. Yeah, you know, every month I get my statement. There it is, and I'm like, good, good, good.
$5 a week is not too much to ask, is it?
No, it isn't.
For a basic membership concept, an individual who wants to join the club, you know, the Republic partnership that we have here, it certainly does help because, like I say, you can help me, but without the network, ain't going to be no me. Ain't going to be no Scott or anyone else here. So I know the needs are great, and John also only gets on the air and asks for money when he really feels it's necessary to keep things going. And, you know, we do have expenses that many people don't see and don't hear of and maybe don't think of besides the salaries that people have to be paid and the electricity and other things. There are hidden expenses probably that we don't even think about that have to be paid, and I'm glad I'm not the one who's paying them because that's a heavy responsibility. So.
Well, I pray to the Lord that, you know, somebody with some money out there, their heart may be moved because we don't have much time.
No.
And if we lose the RBN family, then we're in big trouble. It's going to, you know, we're coming down to the wire.
Mm-hmm.
And we need RBN, and RBN needs you.
Boy, couldn't put it better myself. Thank you, Scott. Get online, go to our website, or call 800-724-2719 during the weekday hours, and they'll be happy to take your call. All right, let's move along quickly.
Sorry about that, Rick.
That's all right. No, that's a necessary part of the program. Bob in Colorado. Hi, you're next with us.
Yes. Which do you think will come first,
the making gold and silver, the precious metals, illegal and the government taking it? Or would we do away with the Federal Reserve notes and go to electronic banking?
I think it's going to be both.
I think that they probably confiscated a great majority of the gold and silver, and we're going to see the prices on that stuff go to such an extent that the people who are holding it are the ones who are going to benefit, and those are the international gangster banksters, and that all of the notes and paper will eventually be translated into computer on-off dots. And when the electricity goes out, so's all your 401k and everything you think you have is going to be gone when they pull the plug on the electricity.
So what do you think will go come first, the illegal gold and silver or electronic banking?
I think they've already done what they can in terms of making gold and silver a scarce resource. And so I think that probably they've done what they can in that area, and that the people who are scrambling now for it are going to push the price up through the ceiling. And so I do think that the next one is the paperless money system.
Okay.
That's coming. That's coming every day. It's incremental, and it's happening every single day. And even I'm falling into the trap of paying things over the internet. And, you know, just take John's the money I pay to the RBN. That is an electronic transfer of funds, and there's no exchange there. And if the electricity goes out, then that's not going to happen for RBN.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's talk to Doug now quickly. Hello, Doug from Bastrop.
Yeah, I was calling in to defend the commander-in-chief. I thought you were a little disrespectful saying that he controlled nothing. And I was going to tell you that I think he is in control of his bladder and bowel movements. But then I got thinking a couple months back when he was at the UN or somewhere, and he had to ask Condoleezza Rice it would be appropriate for him to go potty. So I might have to come up with some other defense of him since he is such a great Texas rancher.
What, because his diaper was soiled? He needed to go to the potty?
I don't know. And then that, when you were talking about that Dan Roberts of Kansas or whatever, saying that if you're dead, you don't have any civil liberties. Well, a few years back, you know, I'm a lot older than both you gentlemen, I'm sure, but a few years back, wasn't there that saying about better red than dead?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds kind of similar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does, Doug.
Yeah, what? George Kennan would have liked that. In fact, he did like that, sir. That saying, as you remember who he was, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was the anti-communist,
right,
as we like to call him. Yes, Scott?
It's the people who have, to me, it's the people who have no faith in God that will give up their liberty for whatever security, you know, whenever the Lord calls me, I'm ready to go. I just hope I get a chance to rock and roll before I do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Doug?
Yeah. And the problem we have with people like Hillary Clinton and these people, it's not that they don't believe in God. It's just that they think that they are God.
That's it, brother.
Right.
They believe
they are the guy. Yep. Indeed, Doug. Thank you,
okay,
brother.
Nice talking to you.
Good talking with you every Friday evening and most weeknights as well. I like Doug. I think he's one of our finest callers, by the way.
Well, and Doug has insights and methods of getting points across that are unique, to say the least.
Indeed, I will second that motion.
I have a little bit of jealousy for Doug's approach, you know?
Indeed. All right, let's say hello to Mike in Maryland quickly. Hello, Mike.
thank you. Let me talk. A while back, I was talking to this one Jewish woman. I was kind of half joking. This is before I listened, you know, to Truth Radio, what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of half joking. I said, you know, my last name is Cunningham. You know, and I was thinking Shakespeare once said, "What's in a name?" You know, and I wonder if there's somehow some kind of oblique connection to Abraham. You know, and she says, "Oh, that's just absurd. That's just, you know, that's just crazy." You know, and maybe it is. I don't know.
No, it isn't. It crazy at all. Anglo-Saxon, right?
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's sons of Isaac.
And, mm-hmm. and
that's what that means. Anglo-Saxon means sons of Isaac.
Yes, and so, and I used to laugh for preachers that they used to suggest
that. Well, Mike, we got a break. Stay where you are. We'll be right back to you when we come back on Uncensored Radio, Free America, Scott and Rick.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And his cohort, Scott Smith. Here we are. Mike, are you still there?
Yes. Okay. I know we're running short of time.
Yes, we are.
But I'm a history buff. I've always liked reading about my Celtic ancestors,
mm-hmm.
and from Gaul, and my Germanic ancestors. My hero is Vercingetorix, a Gallic chieftain who led a revolt against Caesar. But I just want to point out one ironic thing. The same Roman commander that destroyed the Jews in Jerusalem, you know, in 70 A.D., is the same commander that went to Britain and subdued the tribes in southern Britain. I can't remember what his name is.
That you often find that the case. That's not unique, you know.
And but at any rate, though, I used to think about the part from the Bible that says you'll be a father of many nations. And I'm thinking, well, where are those nations from? It can't be Asia.
Nope.
It can't be Africa. And if they went north through the Caucasus Mountains,
right?
Well, gee, now it all starts to make sense.
Yeah.
Right. It does.
It's a process.
And Jesus said to his disciples, go first to the lost sheep of Israel. And that's you, brother.
I tell you, it's just amazing.
Yes, it is amazing, Mike. Keep listening to us. You'll hear more about that.
I certainly will.
Thank you. John, in California. Hello, John. You're on the program.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Not much time, though, John. Go ahead.
Well, I can't, Scott just said the lost sheep of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't just stop thinking about that.
That's you too, huh, John?
Well, we're still lost.
Yeah, most of us are.
Yeah, especially nowadays, you know, when we have this... This satanic deception?
Mind control? Yeah.
Well, it's basically a Jewish, deception.
Well, he said that their father was the devil and their father's works they will do.
Yeah, but they don't talk about it on the news, and we don't talk about it enough on alternative talk radio, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we've had the Israeli busted down there in
the Pentagon. Mm-hmm.
And Mexico. Remember that?
Oh, remember that? Yes, I do.
Yeah. And they never talk about all the pedophile rabbis. You know, they don't talk about that.
No, they don't.
Well, we try to talk about as much as we can for time's sake, John.
Well,
you know?
I know you guys do. I know you try. But, John,
we're out of time. I don't want to leave Mike hanging. Would you kindly defer to him? As I'm sure you will. He's our last call. Thank you, John.
God bless you, John.
Appreciate your support. Mike in Arizona, you have 30 seconds.
Okay. Hey, this has to do, I hate to switch gears, this has to do with the U.S.-Mexico border.
Yes.
On the front page of the Arizona Republic today, you can get an article at it. It's azcentral.com. It's talking about all these border incursions. There was this guy down here that he landed a black Huey.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of these armed officers from the Federal Investigative Agency, that's Mexico's equivalent of the FBI, held this guy at gunpoint, and that was back in April.
Mm-hmm.
The Homeland Security confirms that there's been 231 of these incursions along the border and 63 of them here in Arizona.
It's happening every day like we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Out of control. Mike, thank you very much for that. Good way to end the show. Scott Smith. We'll talk to you, God willing, again next Friday night, another week from now. I can hardly wait.
Thank you, Rick.
It's been my pleasure, brother.
God bless all the people up there out in RBN land. God bless you all.
Thank you, and God bless you, Scott. We'll see you, God willing, Monday night, 8 o'clock Central. Until then, Rick Adams, good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.